If some countries, especially the Russians, are waiting to fleece Iran at the moment of its regime change, know this in advance. For the people of Sufism, sending celestial plagues or earthquakes is no big deal. An 8 Richter earthquake could be sent to kill a few million people, just so you'd only be thinking about pulling your pants up, let alone getting to fleece Iran. Consider this message not from the Iranian network program presented to you. This is from the heart of Restart. Get the thought of fleecing Iran out of your heads, meaning a celestial plague will come that you won't even have time to pull your pants up, let alone foreign countries wanting to fleece Iran. Thanks, 61. Thanks, Restart, the most dangerous program in 700 years. Thanks, the collision of mysticism. Thank you. Let's tune our heart, perception, mind, and soul, and start from the beginning. Let's become like the Seamurg, open our wings, and go to the city of lovers. Let's unite our hearts, kick out the winter, and bring the spring to life. Let's become comforters, become each other's companions. Let's go to the beginning, beloved, and become lovesick. To reach our destination, we must sing in unison. With the final goal, let's become of one heart and one secret. In the attribute of life, although we fight with each other, we are companions on the path. At the end of the colors, we are one. Yes, joking with Iran will be a very dangerous joke for the world. In the future, Iran will have a Sufi perspective. It will be at peace with the whole world. It will love everyone. For this reason, you must separate the account of the Iranian government from 99% of the Iranian nation, and also get the thought of partitioning Iran out of your minds. And if you think you have some power or want to show it off, it's actually not a bad thing to do it, so you'll know. The lamp that God has lit, whoever puffs at it. It doesn't matter if that person is Iranian or Italian. In any case, welcome to Restart 61. Greetings to the listeners of Restart and the dear friends who are promoting it. You promote it however you wish. Many insist, "Sir, we want to write on walls. We want to make banners with Restart's name on them, not just write slogans." The advertising is your own production, which is great. And remember that 1 million people download each episode and send it to 10 or 20 others. And remember that you are the ones who turned this staff of Moses into a dragon, meaning you did this yourselves. It's true that this program is dedicated to the perfect human, and it's true there are many other things, and it has come so that you and I can understand things, but you are also making this effort, and it is valuable. And let's also give thanks, because yesterday we reached over 900,000 downloads, and in 15 days we will reach 1 million downloads for a 50-minute program that is just talk. Many of you said, "Sir dot dot, but if someone tells you about this Plasco incident," I said on the first day that it was the Cinema Rex 2 of Tehran collapsing, and its name is Plasco. Cinema Rex was a cinema that was set on fire at the beginning of the revolution and blamed on the Shah so they could change the regime. They did the same thing here again. I said on the first day, "If you think this collapse is a joke and that the collapse and the explosion are logical together, there is something hidden inside. A very tiny story is possible. I wasn't there to understand. If I were in Iran, maybe I could have figured it out. It was a political-economic dispute and a sorcerer's spell. In this plan, they were supposed to blow up a place, 3 or 4 people would die, meaning they would destroy it, play with fire so it would collapse so they could achieve their goals within it. Unfortunately, something very bad happened in there. And that is, the firefighters arrived and contained the fire. When they arrived and contained the fire, they could no longer carry out the demolition. This is an important point in it. And then, these poor firefighters contained it there, and they detonated it again. This is very interesting. The reason is that same video you should see where the firefighters are in the hallways and are very calm. And the people should also, yes, they bring their pictures. Look, if the situation was so dire that there was a fire that could melt steel, I don't know, melt iron and do this, then that film shows that our firefighters were very ignorant to let people go up and down. Why did people go up and down? And why were the firefighters standing there so calmly? Because they were sure it was over. Then another fire starts. Then an explosion happens. If anyone in there is to be called a martyr, all the Iranians who were killed in there, 200 martyrs, it's because the government killed them. The most important thing the government profits from this, besides these economic political issues, the most important thing that relates to restart that you must know is that the sorcerer's spell must be broken by your own hands. This is a very important point. What does a sorcerer's spell mean? I explained it once on Shabkizan. The biggest, worst, and strangest thing that Sufism has made forbidden. Forbidden means it's haram. Mourning. Dictatorial governments through mourning and by hitting a hard slap across my and your face and inducing a shock lead the sorcerer's spell, as we say, to its doom. Example, example, example. When you are going to your house, you want to go get your rights. If three people are run over by a car at the corner of your street, you turn back. Even if your mother dies, you'll turn back. You become sad. Mourning, even wearing black clothes, is forbidden in Sufism. If you wear a set of black clothes to look stylish or whatever, that's fine. The essence of mourning itself is forbidden. This thing of sinking into sorrow, a constantly sad country. For this reason, in the future country of Iran, which will be Sufi, it's all celebration, meaning the Sunni's Eid fast will be celebrated, which is the first of Muharram. The Christian holidays will be celebrated. The Zoroastrian holidays will be celebrated. If there are to be holidays in the country, all the religious Eids will be included. And one or two or three days that belong to Sufism will also be celebrated. Meaning, you must celebrate. If you are constantly sad, you will develop psychological problems. And for this reason, one of the ways to control people's minds in the world in dictatorial countries is to constantly declare public mourning. A broken spirit, a broken mind, a broken mental structure, and it is very dangerous. So remember this, one of the things that is forbidden in Sufism is this very act of mourning, and the Islamic Republic profits greatly from it. Mourning is very useful because people withdraw into themselves, into their own shell, and for an uprising, if they want to say something, unfortunately, they won't. This is a very important point for you to know. We have such a program about parties and the lying parties, meaning the parties that are outside the country and inside the country. These lying parties have managed for 37, 39 years to make it so that you and I have oppression over our heads, and it doesn't change. These lobbies that exist in the world, in England, in France, in Germany, in America. Listen on Saturday. It's a very good and well-made political program that will be presented to you, and you should know that we have 3 to 4 parties, in total 5 to 6 parties outside the country that are good people, that they pursue other things. You see the rest. Whatever we may pass over, the word of the friend is sweeter. There's a verse. My thought by day and my word all night is this. Why am I heedless of the state of my own soul? Where have I come from? Why did I come? Where am I going? In the end, you do not show me my homeland. I am left in utter wonder. For what cause did he make me? Or what was his will in this making of me? A very important point. I also gave you a little nudge. Every word that comes out of the mouth of prophets like Rumi, Saadi, Hafez, Khayyam, Ferdowsi, and the people of Sufism, meaning great Sufis like Sheikh Bahai, Faiz Kashani, Rumi himself, Shams Tabrizi, every word that comes out of their mouths, is worth billions of dollars. They can't just talk nonsense, the kind of talk you and I have. These words definitely contain a transferable message that is being transferred to you. As the subject is told by Farouki, I am left in utter wonder, for what cause did he make me? There was a point in what cause. We also, this word cause itself is very important, meaning something happens, something becomes, something is created. There is a cause for its creation. You should know that the mother and father produce a child, and there is a message of production behind the production. Messages of love, boyfriend-girlfriend messages, messages of the combination of two magnetic fields. and the speed of sperm moving towards a destination. These are all important, meaning it's true that all of a man's matter enters a woman's body to produce a child, but the mother's womb decides which of these children gets to enter. Meaning there were 100,000 like me, their shapes were different, their thoughts were different, their ideas were different, but my mother chose one of these sperms to enter. What an important point. The selection was made by the mothers. She said, "Let this one come in." Now, is this love? Is this speed? These are very important discussions. Or what was his will in this making of me? His will means his own purpose. Will is important. You have two teachers. One is the master's will, meaning the will of the disciple. We can interpret the poem this way. Half of it, or what was the disciple's will in this making of me? The disciple's will means two gods. Look, where do you crush God when you say God has decided he has lost? Time is created within it. What does it mean that he had a will? It means God had a purpose to create me. This means God is destroyed. Your concept of God. You and I are all speaking of the face of Hu, Wajhua. And remember, we are not speaking of the face of God, Wajhullah. We are speaking of the face of Hu. Anytime you say, God forgive me, it means you have a distance from God, so the prayer itself goes up in smoke. Prayer itself. The matter of prayer has many laws that I want to talk about in the next program. What does this mean? It means if you pray, I'll get better. Come on, let's all pray that $50 million comes into my account so we can set up a big radio station and screw everyone over. Pray that a rich person gives us money. A rich person became rich because he had connections with the parties. How did he become rich in the first place to give money away? These are laws. It's clear. So prayer itself, prayer has its own subject that we need to explain in a program. Anytime you want to crush God, say the sentences that the whole world is saying. In fact, 7 billion people on earth, including me, we insult God every day. And because we don't know what this general is like, what his behavior is like, we make insults that he keeps forgiving. He says nothing. And if for every prayer a calamity were to befall us, we would all have to be destroyed because every prayer you make is blasphemy. I am left in utter wonder. Rumi says, I am left in utter wonder. I am astonished. For what cause did he make me? Why did he make me? Or what was his will in this making of me? God has no will. Hua has no will. If it is something, it is. That is why Satan said to God, grant me a respite. All religions have written this. When he said, grant me a respite, it means give me time, meaning Satan wanted time, meaning he wanted another dimension on earth. Why? Because Satan in time can't do a damn thing. Focus on the point. Satan has to trick you, so he needs time. He has to do something to trick you. This doing fits within time, and so it is in the religions that must be studied. Sufism stitches them together, and little children called religions, sects emerging from this ocean pop out. They still haven't understood why Satan says, grant me a respite, and God says, okay. It means, sir, give me a dimension, I have to go screw them over. This happens, and the respite of time is given to him. So Satan is produced in time. This is very interesting, meaning, when you die, Satan cannot exist. They call it the resurrection. Resurrection means relativity. Albert Einstein. Relativity is these very things you read in this single verse. So we wanted to tell you that, sir, if you go and sit in the cave of Hira, Gabriel will descend upon you. You just have to do it. If you walk from city to city like Jesus to understand the matter, Gabriel will descend upon you. You will understand something. Now, which Gabriel? Who is Gabriel? Gabriel is wisdom. Gabriel is a being, and other matters exist within it. Let's go back to the past. Let's see where we are. Do we have several heavens? Seven. Sir, we've heard they say we have seven heavens. Is this true? Yes. What does it mean it's true? Let's see. We have seven heavens. This is for, we don't know the status of the seven heavens. You who are listening to the program right now, this ceiling, this is the sky you are seeing. Sir, do we even... we only see one sky in total, full of stars and this thing above our heads. We don't see any other sky. No, you have seen three heavens up to now, as we are talking here together. The criterion for heavens in Sufism is not that you think there is a sky completely above, you go into it, and there is God. Number. Look, what were you created from once? Let's go back to the past. Where did you come from? Your dad ate some food. You came into being. What was this food? It was plants, it was herbs, it was sheep's meat, it was a goat, it was another creature. He ate these things. All of these creatures were also alive, meaning a living being is eaten. All of these creatures had a sky. The sky of a tree and a goat are very different. A goat understands a concept of the sky that a tree does not. What does a tree see of the sky? It understands the sun, receiving and the sepals and the pulling of the vessels, that's it. It understands discoveries, extracting water from the earth and many other things. A goat understands grass. It doesn't care where the grass came from. It doesn't care that the sun shone for this grass to grow. The goat eats the grass and doesn't care about the grass's sky. This is one sky. It has produced its own sky. So there is one sky before your creation, meaning the particle that is my body, one of my cells, for example, was a sheep whose meat died and went into the soil, or so-and-so's grandmother went into the soil. This particle of mine came and went into a plant called grass. This grass is composed of different particles. For example, there was a worm, a donkey, a cow. It went into the plant, grew by the sun, and a goat ate it, and I ate the goat. And then this entered my body and became something that you men know and women also know, that this then has to go into another person's body, another woman, and they together formed a magnetic field and produced my body. So the particle of my body had a sky before it even came into my father's form, the first heaven. The second heaven that you saw is when these particles and sperm came and went into the mother's womb, and from there one is allowed to enter. The child is produced, either a boy or a girl. The second heaven, you are the sky of the mother's womb, a sky that is water, nothing can be seen, meaning it is a very small sky. Where did you come from? From under the sky of my mother's city, named the perfect human. You don't even realize you are in the womb of the perfect human. You even dream, your eyes open. The baby moves to some extent. Its ears start hearing at some point. It understands sounds. It understands nine. There is a sky in your mother's womb that is a very tiny, very special sky. In fact, it has no stars, no sun, nothing inside the mother's womb. When you came out of the mother's womb, what sky did you see? You saw billions and billions of skies. Just compare the difference between the sky of your mother's womb and now. Now that you and I are sitting here, you say, isn't this a sky? Another experience, we don't even know where to go. Let's go to Pluto. Where did you come from? From under the sky of Mom's city to what? To a new sky that you don't even know what it is. You were given the tools to understand the new sky called hands, feet, ears, and eyes. These were given so you can look through a microscope, through a telescope, to be able to understand the subject, to understand space, to understand the sun. This sky was given to you. When you die, the sky changes. The distance of the sky, that's why they say Sufism, and when it explains, it says the sky you saw in your mother's womb. When you came out, what did you see? It says, sir, we saw a sky that has no end. The very moment you die, you enter a sky where this entire universe is like your mother's womb. From this, we understand the second mother's womb, meaning you are born as the perfect human. That is why everything is in the perfect human. That's why Christ says everything is in me. Ali ibn Abi Talib says that I am the divider of heaven and hell. The world was not created unless I willed it. Meaning that, look, your mother says the child has not come out except from my womb. The poor woman hasn't lied. She's telling the truth. I gave this child food. No child has come out of my womb unless I was its provider. I am the provider. If your mom says, I am the provider, it's correct relative to the context. She says, I am the one who provided sustenance for my child to eat. The umbilical cord, everything, lies. It's that simple. So your mother can say all the things that Ilya ibn Imran said, all the things that Jesus said, all the things that Moses said, all the things that Attar is saying, all the things that Saadi is saying. She can say, this is the resurrection, and you see, I gave you birth. You fool, you think someone, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't exist. Your mother can say that. Do you think if I wasn't careful, something bad would have happened to you? Do you want me to tear the cord in my womb again? If I tear it myself, what happens to you? If I die, you are dead. You are in me. Now what? In the mother's womb, there are 25 billion billion veins alone. Now look at the structure of the brain. If they wanted to build a brain, they would have to build a building with, for example, 55 million floors to understand what the brain is. They still haven't been able to create a kidney. Now the heart that beats thump, thump, it comes. Its composition is known. The simplest creature, the most important creature, is a heart. Your mother built billions and billions. So who built the veins? My mom. My ears, my mom. My eyes, my mom. The iris, my mom. The retina, my mom. So was your mother not your creator? Yes, sir, she was. Exactly when you come out, the perfect human outside is the same. He says, I created heaven and hell. If I don't exist, you are dead. Every breath that is inhaled then is for the love of me, because it comes out as the joy of the essence, the little one in the womb. The breath you take in your body is for the love of me, that I'm going to have a little craving, life. I even eat dirt. This is the message. So where did I come from? From my mom's womb. We understand the subject clearly. You don't need to keep going and reading books. This is like the Adam you talk about. For your mother's sake, let's think about Adam like a human being just once. Just once. Which school did he go to that he wrote these sentences? He didn't go to school. Where did Adam go? Not church, not college, not a mosque. It was him with a lot of land and a son, and rain was falling and he was living. How did he reach this mysticism, reach this level that they named him a great man of Sufism? One person, and he understood so much. How did he understand so much? This is a very important point. Where did I come from? Just take this one verse and go sit in your own cave of Hira. Hand to work, heart to the beloved. Do you know what beloved means? Sufism isn't about going and sitting in a corner. That's very simple. To go sit in a corner, eat little, no. Hand to work, meaning you have to go dig a well, you have to go be a teacher, you have to go be a professor, you have to go be a laborer, you have to work. While you are working, you give your heart to that beautiful one. This is hard. What? Where in any gospel or Torah is it written that Mr. Jesus or Mr. Moses went to everyone's house and said, give us money so we can talk? Which of them took money? They all worked for their food. So the next sky that you will see, which can be said to be, if we don't mention their other things, would be the fourth heaven. The fourth heaven means after death. Relativity is removed. Albert Einstein's relativity comes into play. Time is removed. The entire universe is a tiny speck in your mom's womb. What tools do you have? Now, how do we talk there? There, all beings talk to you without us speaking. Ah, it's easy, don't joke. You mean we talk without speaking? Bravo, you really do talk without speaking. If you see some of these movies that have come out showing aliens that we talk to, they transmit your thoughts to you. This has been stolen from the books of Sufism. How do we talk? Right now, many beings talk to you, many talk to me and you, but you don't pay attention. For example, the carpet in your house talks to you. Hasn't the carpet in the house talked to us? It has. You look at the carpet now, and it's as if the carpet is telling you, sir, I am 3x4. Don't put me in a 1x2 room. In a 1x2 room, don't put something bigger than me in the large hall. I am 3x4. Someone wove me. I am like this. I look like this. Meaning, you know, a message to you. Without speaking, it tells you that, meaning you want to eat, the spoon tells you, it is me with whom you can eat rice. This is itself speaking, meaning the biography of all the beings you know in the world, they are all talking to you without speaking. Which person have you seen eat soup with a fork? Nobody. Because the fork says, sir, I am not for soup, because physically and mathematically, I can't hold this water in me. The water goes through these holes in the fork. You must. Now, speaking there is completely different. In that world, the type of perspective is different. Beings talk to you in a way that Rumi says, all the particles of the universe in secret speak to you day and night. We are hearing and seeing and aware. We are hearing and seeing and aware. With you, the uninitiated, we are silent. Something in the universe is worshipping who? Hua. So any killing in the world, any torture in the world, any imprisonment in the world is a direct insult to God. It is not forgivable. That is why they say the right of God and the right of people. The right of God means you don't perform your prayers. Don't do them. We don't go for Christmas. Number row. Sir, I want to go for Christmas. Is it a problem if I slap that guy? Why do you have to answer for this one? You have to answer for the slap? Why? Because it's the right of people. The right of people means the right of all people. Nas means all people, black and white and yellow and red. You also have the right of animals. You are 3 wolves, there are 5 sheep, you killed 1 sheep. Okay, eat 1 sheep then. Half of it is left, give it to the other one. Why do you want that piece to go bad, that sheep? That sheep understands why you are killing it and many other things that exist in this. I want to say that even with one verse of poetry, one can understand everything, one can analyze everything, one can conclude, and one can reach the perspective of Sufism and mysticism without wanting to. You can ponder. When your imagination moves in your thought, that beautiful one comes. In fact, the beautiful one has no place to come. When the demon leaves, the angel enters. It means this. Not the revolution of 57. My dear, the beautiful one, forget the revolution of 57. Stick to this. It means I have to talk to myself in a way that I understand. Until I understand, it cannot come in. That knowledge cannot enter because you cannot breathe in a vacuum on earth. It's not possible. It's either a vacuum or it's breath. Every vacuum that collapses, there is life, which is unsaid. Every breath you take in, this is known. It's exactly this, that if you are aware, you must understand it. That's why when it's broadcast for a year, the antivirus goes in. You understand that, sir, I must understand for it to come. Why doesn't it come for me? If you don't understand, it won't come. How can it come? It has no place to come. You've blocked the way. It's blasphemy. You are a blasphemer. What does blasphemer mean? Hosseini is a blasphemer. It means a curtain has covered what's in front of him. It means your wisdom has gotten stuck on something you think blasphemy comes from above. A single girl comes. What should I do with you? What should you do with me? What should we do with ourselves? We have it all from Rumi and Saadi and Hafez. I wasn't saying anything of my own. So first, understand. Until you understand, you'll see Hosseini's picture tomorrow, winking, blowing kisses. Before you saw a static picture, now you see a moving one too. If you don't understand, these problems arise when you don't understand the main issue. When the house is ruined from its foundation, the master is busy with the design of the porch. These things happen. You must know this point. So when does the beautiful one come? The perfect human comes, meaning the same Mahdi, meaning the same one you say is behind the clouds. Behind the clouds means this. It means blasphemy. It means a cloud has covered the sun, named blasphemy. Wrong thought, wrong speech. You don't want to see. The cloud must be taken away, or you must move yourself. You go yourself. You will see it better. These are very deep points. This world, according to Rumi and Attar, is discourse and chatter. That world is passion and ecstasy. So why does Rumi shake things up here? Because sometimes he brings matters from passion and ecstasy into discourse and chatter. He says something that he is saying from behind the curtain. That's why you enjoy it. So this world you are in now is discourse and chatter. Like these people in Los Angeles or inside Iran, they read from a book. Al-Sadiq say, Rostam said. It makes no difference, a legend, a story. For this reason, the sect of Islam, meaning the rude little child sect that split from Sufism, meaning we had 124,000 prophets, as friends say, meaning mystics and Sufis, we had them. They took one of them, made him Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was among them and was for their own era. They took him and made him a banner, created the religion of Islam. Well, this is the sect of Islam, meaning the rude sect. You don't know what it has done. It's its child. What should they do? What can they do to the child? You can't do anything with this child anymore. It just has to be controlled. Why controlled? Because when Islam reaches political power, it will screw everyone over. So who caused us not to have an iPhone 5,000 years ago? Christianity, Islam, Zoroastrianism, meaning their religions. Why? Because the first thing they did was collude with governments to confront wisdom, meaning Galileo said the earth is such and such. Number, everything revolves around us. Now, why they said this sentence, people don't know. The whole Galileo dispute is in one sentence. Does the entire universe revolve around us? It is completely correct. This is the word of Sufism. The religion. The Christian religious figures of the Middle Ages took this and stood against Galileo. It's logical. The entire universe revolves around me. It's logical. Why? Look at the earth, the universe. The clouds, wind, moon, sun, and sky are all at work so that you may earn a piece of bread and not eat it in heedlessness. Yes, everything came for me. And that's why you can go to Pluto, go to the planet, I don't know, Jupiter, you won't see anything. Everything came for me. This is correct. The mystical aspect of it is correct. Then Galileo said, Sir, it's logical. I accept this statement is correct. Its interpretation is irrelevant. But we are revolving around it. Did you get it? 7,000 years. Now you must really see the entire universe, see that religions did this to governments. These things that have happened are not that important. So that world becomes the world of passion and ecstasy in which there is no interpretation. A 70 or 80-year-old man, now as some say he is young, he is old, it doesn't matter, Shams Tabrizi has to come and take a learned man. Until they take him from the river, from the water and the pool, beat him, he put his hand in the pool, pulled it out dry, saying, Tantu, don't hit him, it's yours. He said, well, what is this? Why? He said, Andu, this book you are writing is discourse and chatter, Rumi. He said, so, Sir Shams, what was this that you pulled the book out dry? This is passion and ecstasy. You don't understand. This is an example for you to know that when Rumi saw Shams in Shams' house, Shams said things to Rumi that made Rumi understand that everything he had read until then was discourse and chatter, not passion and ecstasy. Then he says, whatever we did, Sheikh Baha'i, Faiz Kashani, all of them said this sentence in some way. It was wrong, wrong. Other than the love for the beloved's face, it was wrong, wrong. Whatever we did, it was wrong, wrong. Only that beautiful one exists. So this is discourse and chatter. So I want to draw the conclusion for today so we know. So when can you understand that world? You must have passion and ecstasy. This world can be understood when there is discourse and chatter. Discourse and chatter means whatever is being said. So the tongue and mouth were given to us in the mother's womb to enter the world of discourse and chatter. And thank God, by God's command, we all die. God willing, we go into the grave. When the body, we deliver mommy's body to mommy, named planet Earth. We give mommy's body to mommy. We go to the big mommy, meaning a great and powerful mother named the perfect human. When we go there, we enter the world of passion and ecstasy. Some of these religions call that place the barrier body. The difference between the barrier body and your body is also explained. They look at it sexually in religions. they explain it sexually. Here, however much you kiss, I don't know, you kiss girls here a billion times, there you give one kiss, and from that, if something is wanted, for example, if a punishment is wanted, it's the same. Meaning whatever calamity befalls you is the same. You have to understand this world with this ear and nose and mouth. If you understand the perfect human, otherwise you will not understand in that world. So no jurist can understand passion and ecstasy. You must be a jurist to understand. We have 4 jurists in the world, we have 5 jurists, 7 jurists under the perfect human. Those 7 understand. What about Hosseini? He doesn't understand. Until you are a jurist, you won't understand the subject. So you have to go into passion and ecstasy. We cannot speak in discourse and chatter unless, like Rumi and Attar, you die. Meaning right now, as I am talking to you, if people of Sufism are listening to the program at that very moment, it's happening, meaning he goes to that world. To which world? This very world. He comes out of his mommy's womb, adjusts, and returns again. What is it? This is the spirit that we, in order to understand, have named it spirit. We name that thing carpet. We name that thing fork, so we don't suddenly eat soup with it. We name that thing spoon. Meaning we can eat soup with it. We put these names ourselves so it becomes a name and becomes specified. And for this reason, the duty of the people, the hadith of these same Muslim gentlemen and the Basiji kids, thank God we also listen on these pages. It says, Man mata walamno, it says, Man mata, this is yours. I ask the kids to write it up top so I can read from it. My own is not good for reading. We don't have that kind of literacy. If it's physics, mathematics, we understand. It says, Man mata wa lam ya'rif. It's a hadith that all Shia and Sunni accept. It says, whoever, man means whoever, mata means dies, and lam ya'rif does not know. Ya'rif comes from Sufism and Sufism, irf, recognition. The perfect human, not his name and surname. For example, it's not important that you know Jesus. Not the book of discourse and chatter. It says you must know the passion and ecstasy. Ya'rifuhu means the recognition of Jesus from passion and ecstasy, not discourse and chatter. Man mata walam ya'rif. If someone dies and does not know, does not understand the perfect human, it's written nicely, the imam of his time, right? Me, whose Arabic is awful, by God, I can understand this. So how can you, who are a religious military and have taken 9 hours of classes, Mata walam yarif imam zamana, meaning the imam of your own time. For example, Assalamu alayka is very different from Salamun alaykum. Salam alayki is to you, singular, in your presence. This is you to your neighbor 400 meters away in this, he says, Man mata walam ya'rif imama zamanihi mata mitatan jahiliyan. If you don't know the one of your time, these fools, the death of an ignorant one, ignorance, this is a Sufi sentence. You see, it's in there too. Meaning it says, sir, leave the religion, come stick to Sufism, which you have listened to in this program. My thought by day and my word all night is this. Why am I heedless of the state of my own soul? Where have I come from? Why did I come? Where am I going? In the end, you do not show me my homeland. I am left in utter wonder. For what cause did he make me, or what was his will in this making of me? The soul, which is from the celestial world, I know for certain I intend to cast my belongings back to that very place. I am a bird of the celestial garden, not of the world of dust. For a few days they have made a cage of my body. I entrust you to your mother, the mother of reality, not your physical mother. To the mother whom you kick, you curse, you imprison, you slap in the face, and in her ear she still tells you, come, come again, whoever you are, come. Though you may be a disbeliever, a fire worshipper, or an idolater, come. This threshold of ours is not a threshold of despair. Even if you have broken your repentance 100 times, come. I entrust you to your mother, who for the love of seeing you has stood for 9 months and 9 years on this earth, so that at the moment of death, because of Albert Einstein's relativity, everything will be opened for you and you will see her. with the hope of a day when at least you and I do not have our heads down or not ashamed of this way of thinking. When we see her, let's at least say we knew. We entrust you to that same mother of the other world, a world that is in this very world. Farewell.